Welcome home. We are WNSG, AM 1570, Tass of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively here at Costas in Timonium. You know, I was going to do this show in Dundalk as part of Tastiness. I thought, if I'm going to do my 27 favorite places to eat, I can't go to Costas Timonium because I've been going to Dundalk all these years. And then you find out they still have the same Crab Imperial here. They still have the same Oysters Rockefeller. This segment is going to feature that as we continue our top 10 countdown. We're here at Costas and Timonium. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Pressure Luck Scratch-Offs. These have been a lucky batch, as well as the Lucky Sevens Doublers. I'm going to have Raven Scratch-Offs beginning next week. I don't know if I can give these to the guy from the State Fair because I think they're lottery organized. I got the State Fair poobahs all eating here. I got Carson Kamenetz, Jill Kamenetz, the Kamenetz family here. I had John Eisenberg. I've had my buddy Howard Sheriff, had Chris Corman have a staff meeting here with the Baltimore Banner today. So we have just brought all of this sports together. But this guy knows my real heart is in rock and roll. Paul Manna is my guest. He is my nervous guest. But I figure this, you have avoided me for years.
I'm just thirsty.
I have begged you to come on the show for years. Brian Recker during the plague begged you to come on. We share the same birthday.
Yes, we do.
I have better hair than you do, but don't tell anybody on the internet. We have been to concerts together. We are Rush heads. We are music aficionados. You have always said, I'm just a guy behind the scenes. I'm just a promoter. And then you wind up on Coachella's podcast.
Ooh, yes.
This was very, very... I got it. Mick, no offense, dude. He's going to be better on my show, even though he's not going to use the F-bomb. Paul Manna is here. He is 24-7 entertainment. If you've ever attended a concert at Wrecker, if you've been to the Justin Bieber show here at the State Fair, you haven't always booked the bands here, but you book a lot of concerts, and I'm thrilled that you're my friend, and you've been my friend a long time. I don't know why you've been so adverse to coming on here and just bougieting rock and roll with me. Because, like, I let my hair out. I want to make you feel it. Are you comfortable? Are you all right?
I want a water, but yeah, we're good.
Well, I get you some water. I got a whole pitcher of water over here. You need it. Hold on. Well, John Candy style for you. You drink right out of the – let me get some water out of this and we'll make it happen. Yeah, I'm going to make this happen. How are you? What's going on, man? I hear there's a trifecta going on out here. What do you got?
Yes, sir. Yeah, September 20th back at the fairgrounds right here.
A little bit of this. Yeah, man. And I'm going to get – here, you got the whole pitcher. There you go. Anything you need? Just here. You need a straw? I'll give you a straw.
I got there's my glass right there. You want me to get it?
You know what I want you to do? Here's what I'm going to do. Give me your headset. Take it off. Go get the water. I want him to get the water. Paul Manna is here. I'm holding the microphone. I should say, if you want any of our Tastiness treats, Tasty, T-A-S-T-Y-N-E-S. It is our 27th anniversary. I'm counting down the top five this week as we get here. You know, the top four places in the Tastiness countdown, none of them are legitimate sponsors. They're off the radar. Two of them I don't think I've ever mentioned on social media. So it's going to be some surprises here. And with your trifecta, see, he gives me this. I don't need this because I went to pee here at the bathroom at Costas in the thing. And your sign's hanging right above the urinal.
Yes,
I see it right
is.
Here. So let's go through it. Almost Queen.
Great.
Speaks for itself.
Yep.
Ed Huff's Allman Brothers Collective. I like that. Ramblin' Man. Unforgettable Fire.
You've
brother of the singer
that.
Of Almost Queen.
Yep.
Petticoat Junction, I hear Kirk McEwen's in that band.
Yes, sir.
I love that. Psycho Killers, I saw them out here with you a couple years
ago.
Right.
Yeah,
great
yeah.
band there.
Yeah.
I love Talking Heads.
Yeah.
The Regal Beagles. I've never seen the Regal Beagles.
Just yacht rock, great old 70s vibe. Cool.
Never. I know those guys. Why don't we get them on a show? Why don't Spike come on a show? Ronnie, these guys.
Spike would do it in a heartbeat.
I want Spike. I want you on a show. Let's go. Let's get Never Never on a show. We'll talk some Zeppelin.
But hold on. Never Never. 3/4 of the original lineup. And that's they haven't played together since 96. If you're an old Never Never fan, remember Ronnie Zebron?
Of course I know Ronnie Zebron. I know his sister.
Yep, he's coming up for this.
All right.
Yep.
Players Band. That's Jamaican ska and reggae?
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah, they're cool.
Is that early? Social Drinking. I've heard a lot about them. They play the clubs out here, right?
Fun,
a lot of clubs.
Yep, fun band, yep.
Moran Trip Band. That's Southern Roots Rock. That's sort of like a Black Rosie kind of thing?
Yeah, they're more of an original vibe, but I always like to put at least one of those local bands to give them some exposure, you know?
And then you're going to have student stages, music, arts. You get student bands. I'm blown away by how kids can kick up a Zeppelin song.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I agree.
School of Rock kind of thing, right?
It's exactly what that is. Yeah.
Gives me hope for the future
with
these kids.
That's
man.
Why I do it every festival. I always have one kid band on there.
All right. So because we're talking rock and roll, Paul Manna, we've been friends for, is there anything you want to say about the success of the trifecta in that weather has screwed you, it has helped you? I remember you tried throwing these parties in Carroll Park. I met Joan Jett down there one night with you.
Shindig,
Shindig. Thank you. I forgot about the branding on Shindig.
3 years, yeah.
What has made Trifecta so successful? Because I've been out to a number of them. I'm hoping to make yours. There is a chance, because of the weekend it is, that I might be stuck in L.A. I'm just saying. I might be. But go ahead.
All good.
Talk to me.
You know, that's a good question. I think it's easy. It's cheap. You know, the ticket's only $30. A lot of these other festivals are like $80, $90. The location.
Or hundreds if you're doing a weekend.
Absolutely.
You go to Ocean City,
Yeah. But I think it's just, it's a party. It's a big party. You know, it's right in the infield here. It's in the county. I mean, I live in the city, but let's face it, a lot of people don't love going to the city. It's horrible to say. It kills me. But I've heard that by so many people.
This is easy.
From so many people. It's just easy, free parking. They feel safe. And it's just a lot to do. These are all fun bands.
How many food trucks you got now? Because you brag on these bands, but you don't brag on the food trucks, but you do on your website. Your website has a listing of all the food trucks. Oh, here we go. Hold on here. Let's go through this here.
Yeah.
410 Empanadas, Blowfish Poke, Baltimore Crab Cake Company, Be More Greek. I've heard great things about that.
Yep.
Box Hill, Breaking the Borders, Bruiser's Grill, Conrad's, my buddy Tony going to be over here. Costas Inn.
Costa.
I hear they're built in.
They're a newbie. So...
They're sort of the home team.
This is absolutely. This is home field advantage. Yeah. So I'm excited to have them.
Isn't this great?
Oh, it's great. It's
having a car.
Unbelievable.
Last time I was in here, I ran into you.
Yeah.
That's how
this
happened.
Yeah.
I convinced you that, like, you weren't going to pee your pants if
you
came on my show.
Arm is what you
I was pissed at you. I'm like, what are you doing on Coachella's show?
You're right.
And then I said, I did a show last week.
Yeah. You're right.
Mickey owes me some comedy. Cousins Maine Lobster. That's a good one.
Yeah.
CVP Hotter on Wheels. Deli Ish Dundalk. Don's Dogs, DMV Taqueria, Funnel Cake and Fried Chicken. Funnel Cake.
There you go.
Greek on the Street, JD's House of Bacon. I think I got
it. The bacon's the big
dude,
hit.
I got
huge
that the last
hit.
Time I was here with your thing.
Unbelievable.
Bacon on a stick. Millionaire Bacon.
Yep.
I got that last time I was here.
Yep.
Jimmy's, Just Like Home, Koshery Corner, Cooper's Chowhound. All right. You know, I owe him... So Cooper's has the next thing on my list because we're getting the Oysters Rockefeller and the crab here. We're getting right. We're
Sweet.
Getting it in the segment
nice.
Right here. But Cooper's has the Sláinte, the original gumbo there. Have you ever had the gumbo?
I don't think I have.
You need to go to Cooper's or Sláinte and get the gumbo. It's
and I think Cooper's,
otherworldly.
I think Cooper's was the original food truck in Baltimore.
Cooper's
I believe so.
Yes, burger
the
truck.
First burger truck, yeah.
Lattimore Funnel Cakes, Menke Boys Barbecue, Miss Twist, Quinn's Inn, Rita's Italian Ice, Taco Bar, Want a Pizza This, and more. And my food's here. Look, man, I've got the queen of Costas delivering food here. Man,
Thank you.
They've been worked to death this weekend. Every Triantafilos family member has said, up all night, sleeping in the back. It's a Mr. Costas in the spirit of him here. That this has been a wildly successful fair, right?
It's great. Right. Well deserved.
Do you want to come in and tell me about it, or do you not want to tell me about it? I'll send Christine over. All right. Because she's going, all right. Send Sister Love over. But this right here is my platter.
Unbelievable. So
what
good.
I would tell you as part of my tastiness is I was going to do. It's my 27th anniversary. 25th.
Is it really?
Yeah,
congrats,
thank you.
Man.
Yeah. So 25th, we did 25 crab cakes in 25 days in 24 different counties and municipalities.
Damn.
Okay? So there's 23 counties plus a city.
Wow.
I did one in every county. It's really Kent County really only has one restaurant, Denton.
Kent Narrows or
Kent on the eastern shore.
Okay, yeah.
Where all the chicken coops are on the way to like Delaware.
Yep.
So and he had a great burger at this place in Denton. But I've been all over the state. And the next year I did 26 crab cakes, different places. And I did breweries because I wanted to drink beer. So
like
I drank
that.
Beer. Last year I kind of like took off a little bit and chilled out. This year I did oysters last year, all locally, different ways. This year I was going to do crab soup. Hmm. I was going to do Maryland or... cream of crab, right? And I'm like, I don't want to eat that for a month. Let me reconsider. And then I started thinking about all these local businesses, and I'll give you some in the last couple days that I have promoted. Clavel. You ever been there for tacos?
Love it.
Phenomenal.
Great
right?
vibe, too.
I love the Philadelphia Pretzel Company that sells my Pizza John's up in Bel Air, but I love the Philly Pretzel Factory pretzels. So these are like places that I go out of my way. There's Fiesta Mexicana over in Golden Ring, right on Route 7 in Rosedale. Huh. I go there for my Tres Leches cake. Now, he makes great burritos and but it's my thing. It's where I go to get my thing. The spinach at Costas.
Unbelievable.
The cream spinach is unbelievable.
It really
is. It's different than any other kind of cream spinach you've ever had.
Yep.
I've been eating in Dundalk for 15 years. It's great. Crab Imperial is something that I got as a boy in the 80s and 90s, and I don't know that I had Crab Imperial for a good 20 years. And I don't know why. Crabs, crab cakes, crab melts, but never Crab Imperial. And about 3-4 years ago, I started ordering these mushrooms here at Costas. These are the stuffed mushroom caps is what they're called on the menu. And really what it is, it's just Crab Imperial thrown down into a mushroom. And what I told Pete here a couple weeks ago, and it was the night you were here, actually. We ran into each other, Paul.
Yeah.
I told him, people ask me about the crab cake tour and going and getting crab cakes places. And I had a Coco's crab cake yesterday because it's their 40th anniversary. I'm going to be there on Wednesday. Love their crab cakes, right?
Yep.
Were you going to say something with Coco's? That's your thing?
I think so.
You love Coco's?
Yeah. Yeah. If I, yes. Oh. If I had to choose now, that's probably the best one that I've had. Everybody likes their crab cake a little different.
I'm East Baltimore, so the Costas crab cake to me has the Old Bay and what I remember my mother making it, right?
Yeah.
The Coco's is more country club, a little bit more of a mix. I would even say like a Pappas or a Wetter crab cake. But everybody has their thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was down at Old Salty's, which is in Hooper's Island. It's on my list. You must go to Blackwater Refuge. It's one of the most beautiful places in the state. The Harriet Tubman Trail that this maniac running the country is trying to get rid of black history in Maryland and in their country. But go there. Great crab cake, unique, out of the water, all of that. But I have just decided, and I told Pete this, and I'm going to make an admission. I love crab cakes. I think the Suicide Bridge crab cake on the Eastern Shore, I almost featured it. I didn't, but it's delicious. I featured it before. The Hobbit in Ocean City, which is similar to the Coco's crab cake in style. I love the Timbuktu Greek crab cake that has pimento in it. Huh. Your Box Hill people might have that going on, too.
I like Fadley's,
but
too.
Fadley's is a mustard-forward crab cake. Yeah. Completely different
it's
than
different,
any of
this. But I like that.
Completely
yeah.
different. Yeah. I love it. It's great. I was there last week. Crab Imperial, to me, is better than any of them. So that would tell you where my palate is, that I love Crab Imperial more than I love any crab cake.
I get that, yeah.
And I love Costas' Crab Imperial. So the Crab Imperial comes on the mushroom caps. You can get it on fish. You can get it with a steak. The night I was here with you, I had Crab Imperial and a steak. I had like a surf and turf kind of thing, right? So if you order the Crab Imperial, if you've never had Crab Imperial in your life, this is the place to get it. You can get it on a mushroom. You can get it. You can get it in Dundalk or Timonium, and you can get these wonderful Oyster Rockefeller. I can't decide which one I like more, so I'm saying both.
There.
And if that is a flag for you to not get a crab cake at Costas or not go to Dundalk to get crabs and only come here for the State Fair this weekend and get the crab, whatever you want to do. But if you've lived your life. And you had, before a month ago when I saw you here, without having the... These are the two things I brought you, right? Literally.
I don't think it was the mushroom. It was definitely...
I probably ate it all.
Probably did.
I ate it all when you came.
I don't blame you.
I think your wife was in on it. Wendy was in on
she
it.
She loved it. Loved it. Yeah.
So this is my jam. So when people say...
Hi,
sit down, Christine. Here, let me get you on here.
You want mine?
No, man. This is family here. I mean, I'm honorary Greek, you know? As long as I don't say any skata on the air, they love me here, and I get Falakia. So is that that's the extent of my Greek. I dated a Greek girl for a little while, so she taught me some things.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, so I was just explaining to him how people always want to ask me, what's your favorite crab cake? I'm having one every day this week, so they're all different. I was at Fadley's last week. I'll be at Coco's. He loves Coco's. Different. I love your crab cake because I'm East Baltimore, and I like the saltiness of the Coco's or the Costas crab cake. But this this here to me.
Imperial stuffed mushroom caps.
I love crab imperial more than I love any crab cake. Why is that? Can you? I don't. What
it's
makes
a special formula?
What is this? What is
secret,
this?
Man.
Greek secret? Is this
absolutely?
Is this like GP 66 Greek secret?
Pete's the one with the recipe. So,
how much did your dad have to do with the recipes here?
My dad. It was more my mom and Pete behind the scenes in the kitchen.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I gave your dad too much credit. He got all the love for the I was going to credit him for the crab imperial.
I'll have to give that to mom and Pete.
Well, the crab imperial, to me, is better than any crab cake anywhere. It's my thing.
Creamy.
It's why it's like number 7 on my list of all the places I go.
Number 7,
I'm not
I'll
featuring
take it.
7?
7.
Well.
Oh. She's leaving now.
I'm kidding. Featuring gumbo.
Okay.
I'm featuring coconut shrimp with blueberry, raspberry, jalapeno sauce. And then the top 4, I'm not telling anybody what I'm doing.
Okay.
Because, so I mean, I'm not telling anybody what I'm doing. I told everybody I'm doing your Oysters Rockefeller.
Oysters Rock. They're a favorite.
Do people mention how good the cream spinach is here and how uniquely special and
they
different
it is? They love it. We have the appetizer with the pita bread. It's delicious.
You never used to do that.
No, that's sort of a little
that's
bit
a Timonium
new,
thing.
Right? Because it's always a side. They've always been able to get it as a side.
See, people get spinach and artichoke dip, Paul. On that spinach and artichoke dip.
I like it.
Not quite your thing.
I want the spinach and the cream spinach here is what I want.
It's a favorite. Everyone loves
it. I don't do crab dip either. If it says crab dip, I'm out.
Really?
Because I know the difference. I want something good.
It's something different. You can get crab dip anywhere. But
I don't want crab dip.
Cream spinach has that a little bit of amaretto.
It's like the pretzels.
It.
Everybody does the pretzels with the crab meat on. Right. That's crab dip. Yeah, I want crab imperial. It's
well,
like the difference between getting that crab stick in a sushi.
Right.
To me, that is the difference.
Well,
right.
We
you
had
get a crab imperial, you're
being
treated like
it,
a king
it.
Here,
yeah.
is what you
So we had crab. We have crabby totter. Krabby Tots.
Yeah.
And we came in second. We had a contest the other day at the fair. Was it yesterday?
Nice.
I think it was yesterday.
How's fair going?
Came in second. Awesome.
All right, so
great.
This is going to air this week. Paul Mann is here. He's bringing Trifecta here in 3 weeks. You've been a part of music here and been a concert. I ran into him 3 weeks ago here. Last time I was having dinner here, I bumped into him and I said, "Have you ever had the oysters raw? I don't like spinach. No. And next thing I know, he's eating all my oysters. So he's going to get after
so
this
good.
We're done too. But, yeah. I didn't worry about you and your family when you took this space. I think you got your father's thing going on, the horse racing thing. I had done the show here at Nick's several times. It always felt to me to be a place that needed more back end with the kitchen and more sort of love. I mean, you're not going to run horses here the other 51 weeks of the year. But I got the fair people right over my shoulder, and you're part of the fair. You're part of the fair. How was this week for you? Because you didn't know what to prepare for.
We didn't.
And I don't want to say you don't look lovely today, but I see some bags under your eyes.
Well, thanks
I see you're a little tired.
I'm getting
I see
up.
You're a little
yeah,
tired.
Right.
I see.
Check.
I see you didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
No,
so,
you're right. You're
I
right.
mean, I it was nuts out here. I had 20 friends out here this weekend.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe it shows up on the top of my timeline because they know we're together or whatever.
Wow.
But I just saw people out here, and they're like, the fair's out of control. Like, there's a lot of people
I mean,
out
was
here.
Was it, like, noticeably much busier?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we had a great first year with the live
That's
racing
great.
Here.
Yeah.
We were packed.
But
yeah.
you have two more weekends,
pavilion.
Right?
We have another weekend for live racing.
Okay.
And with the board is just so organized. The state fair has been
They're
organized.
Great.
They've been they
Andy's
have.
Right there.
Well, this
Andy
has been
David
going on forever with the fair.
It has.
And
yeah.
now
it's
you're a part
our
of it.
First year.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, had you been out to the fair as a fan or a customer?
Oh, we have. When my kids were younger, and then as they got older, it was sort of like, okay, let them do their thing. But you had this.
But envisioning being the restaurant in the middle of this 10 days, 12
Never.
Days a year, it is, I mean, I thought to myself, oh my God, the staff, the kitchen, the overwhelm, I don't want people not loving you and they come out and there's too many, there can be too many people
there
here.
There can be. Our patio was packed. We were full,
awesome.
And
I hope there are too many
good,
here this
good.
Weekend. Come be a part of it.
Yeah,
oh
right,
boy.
Right.
Yeah, we already have lots of reservations, people coming back. We have the horse owners, the trainers, and just everyone that just wants to be a part of the fair fun, right? And the live racing. It was fun. I enjoyed it so much. We went out and we honored in memory of my dad.
Seventh race, right?
Seventh race.
Yeah, I saw.
And,
really?
I told you were on my timeline.
I cry like a baby because my dad, he's so happy.
Yeah.
He's shining down
My heart's
on us.
Happy thinking about it. I see you got a bench over there. What's that? Is that new?
In memory of my dad.
Since it's the last time I came here, there's a bench.
No, it's been here from the beginning.
I didn't see it.
In memory of my dad, Joy Anderson got that for us. It was, yeah, nice gift.
Well, his picture's on the wall. He's here. You ran a race. I would just think when he was a part of selecting this and the call came, he called me late at Christmas time, Christmas week, said, hey, we're going to be moving into this space. And he said, we'll be here by Preakness. I'm like, sure you will.
Yeah, sure you will. We were outside.
Never
but you're
out
here
that
by
way.
The fair, and this has really worked out the way it's supposed to work. And I was going to do the show in Dundalk, and it's Paul's fault.
Oh.
No, honestly, okay. I was out here 3 weeks ago, and I said to him, hey, I'm doing the show on September whatever, 20, whatever today is.
25th.
Because I had it selected because I wanted to do this countdown with you and Coopers and just get the right dates together. And then I realized the fair was going on, and it could be messy. You weren't even really opened in May and June when I started to conceive this. In my calendar, even to this moment, it still says Costas Dundalk. As of this morning, it said none of that. But I ran into him here, and he started trifecting me, and I realized the fair was going to be here, and I realized, like, the fair's on weekends, and I realized, like, it was after the first weekend, and then Paul said, well, I'll make an exception and come out. I don't just do Mickey's show. I'll do yours, too. And then I realized I felt like I would have something special here today, and it's really worked out great. I mean, Bill's been here, and Howard, everybody here, but this calm, where when I pulled in today, it said $15 parking.
Oh, yeah, just for
the signs are still gracious. Out. Everything's still out because this was a scene the last 3 days.
We pulled in yesterday, came in around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and it was packed.
It's great.
It was packed.
Well, I'm glad the fair.
People getting ready to come in for the races.
This speaks to you as a venue doing trifecta. This speaks to your dad saying, hey, we're going to take the old Knicks in the grandstand and the place where the Beverage Association has their event out here every year, which is why I had been in this space with Paul King, right? And I'm thinking to myself, the Justin Bieber successes and Sticks and 38 Special, and I was here with the lottery 2 years ago for their 100th anniversary. I think of the fair as, well, kids, rides, food, steak on a stick, some music, whatever it would be. You've added some vitality to this facility,
I think,
adding that, well, I can get lunch too. I'm going to let you in on something. You don't have to make me Fonzie and put me a seat at the bar. I'm coming back Friday.
Okay.
All of my betting goons, which is Blondell Miller Schuler, law firm in Essex. Todd Schuler has invited me. He's bringing all of his betting goons out here Friday at the bar.
Okay.
And they're making a fair racing
Costas, Pete down there.
Crab cakes,
perfect.
Crab Imperial. They're doing it all. And they're taking these are lawyers taking Friday afternoon off because they see this as their Friday.
Oh, they're going to have fun. That's a great vibe.
So I'm going to be back out here Friday.
Okay, sounds good.
At the bar.
I'm going to reserve your spot.
Well, I mean, it's just a point of, like, it's a destination thing, whether it's trifecta, whether it's the fair folks. This has been an underutilized area.
It's crazy.
Right? I mean, you would say that as a guy putting concerts
it's
in
unbelievable.
Here.
Unbelievable, yeah. Yeah. And this brings the family vibe here, too, which is great.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
But no crabs.
No crabs. We're just 20 minutes down the street.
All right. Well, thank you. And I at some point, give me the Crab Imperial recipe because I need to know.
All right. We'll work on that.
Don't do it.
Enjoy.
He's supposed to be on my side. She's back in the kitchen. Give it up for everybody here in the Costas family. We love them. All right, I got to make sure I got the right mic here. You're on two, right?
Dude,
not three.
You brought one fork. What's up with that? Come on, man.
Reach on the table here. Hold on, man. Get in there. All right, so bands and trifecta and cover bands. I don't call them cover anymore. They're tribute bands, right?
Tribute,
Speak to me about tribute bands, you know, and the power of selling this before you start stuffing your face.
You know, it's funny. Years ago,
never let you eat.
5, 10 years ago, let's say, people would frown upon a venue doing a tribute band. You know, it was cheesy back then. Look at most concert, you know, venues' calendars.
Let's go
All of a sudden,
local.
It's, yeah.
Beatlemania, Mahoney Brothers, Sir Rod.
There's
a guy that did Rod. He came into my studio. That guy was great.
Yeah. There's tons.
I didn't know what day it was. So, but he was singing and having a good time.
Yeah, they're good.
Then there was the Pearl Jam 10 band.
Well, they're not local, though.
No, but I saw them here 15 years ago. And I'm like, I can see the real Pearl Jam.
Right.
Now, like, Neil Peart's dead. And Tom Petty's dead.
Right.
And Kirk McEwen standing in.
Right.
And we would love to see a Rush tribute band. Oh, there are a couple, right? A
couple.
So I had a chance to see Joe Perry and Brad Whitford and Chris Robinson on Saturday night They're going out as the Joe Perry Project.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They played 5 shows last week. Hampton Beach Casino in New Hampton. They played Orpheum in Boston. And they all got sick on Friday. They're all 70 years, not Chris, but the rest of them. They canceled Friday night at the casino up in Connecticut. They canceled Saturday night in New York. They're playing Wednesday night up at Port Chester. I drag you up there, but I'm doing my show at Coco's. So okay. I can't. But, like, these bands that are hanging on and bringing in a different singer for 5 minutes, whether it's AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, whatever it is, like, we are really at the... I wore a belt buckle for you and Ray Bachman today.
Rush.
You ready what I wore?
Better be Rush.
Nope. I wore my Kansas
Point of No Return.
This is one of the most beautiful belt buckles that I have in my collection. Nice, it's killer. They played last night with 38 Special and with the Jefferson Starship. Down at Ray Bachman was going to drag me down to the casino. So you have two choices here. You have Kansas with no original members, Lynyrd Skynyrd with no original members, or the tribute bands that are going out to do this. The tribute band business is becoming
big business.
For you, for them, for bands that are good at this, David Bowie tributes. That's where I'm moving. That's where my music is going to take me, if I live long enough at 56, if I live to be in my 70s, it's going to be a whole lot of Get the Lead Out, right?
Literally. There you go. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
You can't see the real one, right?
Well, what was the pushback on it, and where has this turned for you that things like Trifecta can be... I don't want to blow your head up here, but it's a local Woodstock. I mean, it's a local... It's becoming an annual thing that if you said you're not doing it, people would be like, what's wrong with you?
I agree.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you've developed this thing.
Yeah. It's kind of branded itself, which is nice. I mean, for a promoter to just know you're going to sell a decent amount of
tickets
before you can even mention the bands or the trucks, it's just become an event, which is great. It's a great thing to have. You know,
every band wants to play it too, right?
Yeah, it's you know, because you're playing in front of thousands of people. There's no such thing as walking out on stage if you're a band and no one being there. You've been there. It's a nice crowd in front of all of the stages.
I would say this. This is the recruitment tool, and you sucked me in. I went out. Was it 3 years ago that you had a couple of these bands? You had Unforgettable Fire on the ones. You had the REM band. You had
The Cure band.
You had the Cure band. You had the Psycho Killers were on the other stage. You had one of the Grateful Dead bands.
Correct.
I think you may have had later in the night the Pink Floyd band.
Absolutely, several Species.
They were later in the evening. I stayed all day, but I love those guys.
They're
it was
fantastic.
A long day.
Fantastic, yeah.
But I came out and I saw the Unforgettable Fire, and that led to me circling the date on the calendar with the REM guys, Dead Letter Office.
Great band, aren't they?
It was our birthday.
That's
you
right,
booked
yeah.
them into record.
Yep, yep.
I came down for our October 14th is our birthday. Stacey Keebler, we love you too. And I became a fan. I had them on the show. I've had both of them on the show.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Nice.
I had the singer of the Unforgettable Fire, his twin brother, sings in Almost Queen.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Right? So
I just saw them in Jersey, Almost Queen.
So my wife's family loves you too. Her dad came here when you two played the stadium 10 years ago, 12 years ago on the Circle Tour. So they were playing a bar in New Hampshire, in Derry, New Hampshire. Beautiful place up there. My wife bought tickets and went and saw Unforgettable Fire in New Hampshire.
Cool.
2 years ago. So these things are showcases for any of these bands to say, I've never seen Kirk's band. Let's go see him. And then when they're playing Lunacy or they're playing somewhere else, playing a record with you, you come out and see these bands. So this is a showcase for these bands that makes me, when they come back, when Dead Letter Office, if you book them into the record in November, I'm going to come over and see them.
Yeah.
Because I saw them 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And that's the same circuit as seeing The Alarm open for Pat Benatar and being a fan the next 40 years.
Right, right.
Or seeing Saxon open for Rush.
Nice, yeah.
You know, and being a fan because you saw that band.
Absolutely.
There really is power in the marketing of all of this.
There is. And there's it's strategic. Like, probably 6 of these bands are coming back to town within 6 months. You just, for example, these guys, the Allman Brothers band, great band, local players, fantastic players. I have them playing Wrecker in November.
I saw Carpool last night on Brillhart's timeline playing down at Ramshead.
Carpool?
Carpool, Cars band.
Oh, no.
Cars tribute, man. My buddy's in an AC/DC tribute band out in Portland, Oregon. But that's, shoot the thrill.
But also, now there's tribute bands for anything and everything. I'm a little more selective. I kind of like to work with bands that you can't see the original band anymore. There's Foo Fighters tributes. There's, you name it. You hear
Pearl Jam. Right.
Yeah. So, and honestly, there's a lot of tributes that aren't that good. There really aren't.
Right.
So I think it's watered down a bit, but you know.
Well, you got to be good for me to come out and see you on a Saturday night.
Absolutely. Yep.
No matter
yep.
how much I'm paying, yeah. whatever the cover is, right. I know a good band from a bad band.
Exactly.
I was in a good band and a bad band.
Mm-hmm. But these bands.
I was a bad member in a good band.
There you go.
Paul Manna is our guest. He does Trifecta Food Festival. We're out here at Costas Inn. You can literally sit here on the porch and watch the Trifecta Food Festival.
Yeah.
Come out, support the food truck. Come out, support our friends here at Costas. We're in Timonium. I'm doing my 27 favorite things to eat. These are two of them. The Oysters Rockefeller that he's going to be crushing. These delicious Crab Imperial. Nobody does Crab Imperial like Costas. So I am telling you, the Crab Imperial and the cream spinach at Costas, those are my two secret ingredients that, yeah, the crabs are good. Yeah, the crab cakes are good. Yeah, I love the fried shrimp here. I mean, I'm big. It's like the Acme Oyster House fried shrimp. That's the other thing I love. But these are go-tos, and you can come to these places, and you get a steak. You can bet the ponies out, or you go to Dundalk, get the crabs. But if you go to Costas, and you don't at least get the Oysters Rockefeller to try the cream spinach,
agreed.
Shame on you. That's all I'm saying. What else you got going on? You're booking more shows than just this. What else has happened?
Oh, I got Trifecta, a lot of stuff.
September 20th, by the way.
Yep. All the stuff at Wrecker. In about 3 weeks or 2 weeks, we're going to have the infield concerts. Friday night, it's Marshall Tucker Band. Everybody remember?
Oh, yeah. Silverado. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, look, I got it.
And opening for them, it's a this guitar player, Orianthe. You heard of her?
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah. She played with Michael Jackson, right?
Yes. Phenomenal.
She's a superstar.
Phenomenal. So she doesn't really do clubs.
Eddie Van Halen will come to see her play.
She's really.
She's a superstar.
She's phenomenal. She's sponsored by PRS.
Why don't you get
Santana.
Her on my show and I'll promote it? See, this is what we could do. Hit the promoter. I have her on. I'd love to have her
seriously,
on. Seriously. Talking about
great.
Shredding.
So she's opening for Marshall Tucker. And then Saturday is this kid, Maddox Batson. He's called the country Justin Bieber. This kid's 15 years old, did the Grand Ole Opry. Everyone's loving this kid. So I don't think he's as big as Justin was when I booked him here.
I would ask you if it's my kind of country or not, but I don't really have a kind of country.
Yeah, you know, yeah, probably.
My kind of country's... Hello, darling.
There you go.
Nice to see you.
The old, you like the old school.
Time,
yeah, there you go.
You're just as lovely.
So that'll be out there
used to be.
In about 2 weeks.
Thank you, darling.
Yep. Amen.
Paul Manna is here. He loves rock and roll. You're still a Rush man, right?
Come on. Number one.
I saw Alex Lifeson doing a funny little video the other day for
he's
their
a trip,
little
man.
Rock man thing, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah,
right.
blah.
Right.
I should tell you this, and I meant to tell you this. I am reading Getty's book.
Oh,
have you read it?
Absolutely. My F in Life?
You cover.
It's great.
I'm at between Karis of Steel and 2112. This morning, I read in the mornings, if you know what I'm saying. So I read a couple pages every morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I have a library, a special library for that. So, and I make sure that the toilet doesn't flush anywhere near where Getty's on the back doing the bass thing.
Nice.
So, but I'm halfway through, and I'm literally to the point where they stopped doing all the hash oil on the Karis
right,
of Steel.
Right, right.
And they got serious on 2112 and Ayn Rand and Anthem and all that. So that's where I am right now.
It's great.
And they're
though,
still
isn't
pissed
it?
At Bill Graham.
Yeah, that's funny.
I still want to get Getty on the show. You know that, right?
That would be the get, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But I got Carson Kamenetz coming on next, so that's close enough. The son of Kevin Kamenetz is going to be a political man. He's a good dude. He runs into me. He likes to come on and talk about politics in a good way. So I'm going to have him on. I'm going to offer him an Oyster Rockefeller as well. I'm offering everyone. People come to me all the time. Where's your favorite crab cake? I'm like, go to all of them. Do what I did this week.
Seriously.
Go down to Faithley's, get one. Go over to go to Costas and Dundalk and get one, then come to Timonium and get another one.
If you're from Baltimore, I think you should. I think that's the rite of passage.
It would be like me saying, hey, you know, Paul, you know, should I see Queen or the Unforgettable Fire?
See them both. There you go.
Should I see Petticoat Junction at Trifecta, or should I see Kirk when he's playing at the Island Green? Go both. See them all. It's local, right?
I hear you.
That's what I'm saying. Support local.
Yep.
Nobody's more local than you, man. I know it's tough being in a concert business, man.
It's changed a lot. That's for sure. But, yeah, it's great.
Well,
it's
you look like you're eating okay.
No, I'm Italian.
Is your daughter okay in South Carolina? That was a mess.
Yeah. I heard it was I don't know. I don't know if
she's
it,
all right, yeah, she's, I thought she's about
fine.
Her last night.
No, thank you. She's fine.
Everybody I know has got a daughter at South Carolina.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But I heard it was a hoax after all of this.
Is.
Yeah. I don't know, but she's fine.
The earthquake was.
She lives off campus anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all good. Thanks, bud.
All right. Well, my mom's from South Carolina, so, you know.
Oh, nice.
I'm not a Gamecock, but I wish I was.
Go Cocks.
Trifecta Food, Truck, and Music Festival is held on September the 20th. You should attend. I hope you get.
You want to give away some tickets?
Sure.
Sure. Anything you want. Go ahead.
I'm going to give away some tickets. We'll figure out how to do that during the break.
Yep.
I just hope I can make it. It involves music. Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Hollywood Bowl's on my bucket list. You know this, right? There's a place called the Celebrity Theater that's on my bucket list. Are you familiar with
it? No.
It's in Phoenix, Arizona. It is a painter's mill.
Ooh.
It was built by the same people.
You told me about that.
It's a Circle
yeah.
painter's mill
yeah.
theater. They are doing, and I saw, you mentioned tributes. There is a tribute called Meat Loaf, M-E-E-T.
You said that, yeah.
That's playing up in the AGFA, up in Hartford. No, this is a different. This tribute is the ultimate Meat Loaf tribute. This is the band, Meat Loaf's band.
Oh, wow.
With the Caleb Williams guy, Caleb Johnson, guy from American Idol, doing Meat Loaf, right?
That's legit, yeah.
This other one's more like Trifecta. If this guy's good up here, you may bring Meat Loaf.
Mm-hmm.
This is M-E-E-T Loaf.
Of course.
And he's doing this in, like, October up at the arena up in Bel Air, where they bring bands like your bands. I think one of these, the Unforgettable.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, Almost Queen played up here last year.
I have several species, the Pink Floyd band.
But I'm not going, I love Meat Loaf. I loved Meat Loaf. I love everything about it. But the Celebrity Theater is where, it's where Alice Cooper has his Figgy Pudding event every year. He does his pudding Christmas event, his charity event every year.
Yeah.
Celebrity Theater, did you ever go to Painter's Mill?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I saw Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons there. I saw Crack the Sky there.
I saw Golden Earring.
You're lucky?
Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush.
Mahogany Rush, do you see them?
Yeah.
That's the real
cool
Rush,
spot.
Right? That's part of the book, right?
Yeah.
So the Circle Theater. So I have a chance on Wednesday night to see what's left of The Who and my band, The Joe Perry Project, with Chris Robinson fronting them. They're opening The Who show.
Ooh.
One night only.
That's got to be
at the
cool.
Hollywood Bowl.
I think you got to do it.
And then Friday night, go to Phoenix and see the Meatloaf thing.
And then Saturday, come back here. Get the red eye. Come on, man.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Come on.
I'm trying to do that. Get back here for you.
You all should.
Right? Perfect weather on September 20th, right?
That's all I can ask.
My son's birthday week, too.
I don't ask for
41.
Much.
We got to get good weather that
there
weekend.
There you go.
My man Paul Manna, 24/7, does concerts. Carson Kamenetz coming up next. Get the food out here. Costas, it's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Tastiness brought to you by Curio Wellness, keeping me right down the street. I mean, I can spit on a foreign daughter from here. Our friends at Pressure Luck and Lucky Sevens. You're not employed by the Maryland Lottery. You get one, Paul Manna. Back for more Costa. Stay with us.